You're listening to Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte is with me in Studio A to discuss the April 18th Murray Calloway Endowment for Healthcare's Half Marathon with the Endowment's Vice President for Development, Keith Travis. Welcome back, Keith.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here.
You say that genuinely, although you're dripping all around.
The travel across the parking lot is quite an ordeal today in the midst of the monsoons, but it is really good to be inside.
Yeah, I'll drive carefully out there. And thank you, Keith. It'll be a very sunny day on the 18th when you're going to have maybe a record field of runners.
I think we will. And yes, we're tolerating the rain now in anticipation of good weather on the 18th. And one good thing about moving it back a week is the weather gets progressively better in April. So we're looking forward to it. But yes, we've got we're headed toward a record enrollment. Notwithstanding, we've invited our friends from the Polar Plunge to be with us. And so I think there's 180 people that have signed, 177 that will be here for that event.
It's a nice consolidation and a fulfillment for their anticipation. I remember that day when I think they had the Boy Scouts up trying to clear the parking lot for the Polar Plungers to even plunge, and they did, but it was a miserable day. So,
well, I told Rick Rose I would help be a judge, and when I stepped out onto the driveway outside my garage and slid to the bottom of the hill, I decided not to take a vehicle outside, so I called Rick and said, count me out. I'm just chicken today, but he couldn't do the race, and so we've invited him to come over, and they're going to run the course with our 5K, and it'll be a great event. Of course, we have a renowned starter for the race, Dr. Bob Davies, will be sounding the horn, and he even suggests that he might be in the 5K. So
you better believe it. He'll be
there. I have no doubt about it. I have no doubt that he'll be in it and enthusiastic about it. So lots of good things getting ready to happen.
The course, describe it generally.
Well, we're going down Poplar around by the Court Square, and at the corner of 4th and Main, the Murray Fire Department will have one of their ladder trucks suspending a CFSB flag, American flag. So one of our photographers will be set up there, and we'll get photographs of the runners coming under the American flag. Come back down Main, cross 10th over to the park and make a loop there, and then we come back out to 12th Street, head all the way north to the Polar. We're going to take a route around by the warehouse in Pella and back to Poor Farm Road, cross back across 641 or 12th Street. We'll go out to Bailey, and Bailey brings us back into town to 16th through the campus. We turn at 16th and 94, go west out by the middle or high school, and come back in on Sycamore. So it's a pretty scenic route. It's not totally flat, but it's not without some challenges as well, but a route I think that runners enjoy very much.
What's the time span of this half marathon? What's your last person in?
3 hours and a half. We ask that everyone clear the course. If you're still on the course, you'll have the option of finishing, but we ask them to move to the side of the roadway and not be in the road area itself. But starting at 7, and then by 10:30, everyone should be off the course. And our practice has been, and it will continue this year, as the race progresses, we pull up barricades and roadblocks as we go. So it's really not isolating the entire course for the entire 3 hours and a half. It's kind of a rolling roadblock, if you will. And we want to say a special thanks to the citizens of Murray. This is the fifth year to do this. Their kindness, their considerations have been tremendous, and we couldn't do it without them.
And it raises money for a good cause.
It does. This will be hopefully $45,000 to $50,000 going to the Anna Mayo and Residential Hospice House, which I started to say was under construction. It's probably not today, but a couple weeks of snow and a couple weeks of rain certainly do slow construction projects. But hopefully by the end of this year, we'll see a ribbon cutting and an official grand opening of a facility that will be state of the art that Murray and Calloway County can be proud of, but citizens from all over our region can utilize.
They'll be welcome there.
It will.
Now, there are all sorts of fun things going on, not the least of which, I think, is your plan to mark the course with brighter flags so that we all kind of have the sense of being there.
Well, our marketing director, Melanie Bray, had the idea. Last year, we had some 5K runners, unfortunately, that didn't see the break point between the 5K and the half, and they wound up on the wrong course, and that's not a good thing. So this year, our friends at RE/MAX, Jeff Smith and his associates, Pat and Tracy, have agreed to purchase, and they've purchased 22 of these large 10-foot tall flags, and so we'll have mileage marked by those flags. At the race itself, you'll see food and registration and first aid. So it will be quite a visual experience this year, and hopefully that will help alleviate. And runners, it's good for them. I mean, looking for a small 18 by 18 yard sign is difficult when you're running and it's on one side of the road. You won't be able to, I don't think you'll miss these, and we hope to put them up a couple days in advance just to market the race. And so when people see them flying, that's what it's all about.
And I can't believe, now we're talking about it on a rainy day, but we've got car washes for everybody who runs.
We talked to our friend Chris Presswood at Finish Line, and what a good group. And I asked him if he would help us with the expo. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll give you $5,000 worth of free car washes. And so Finish Line Car Wash, every runner will get a free $6 car wash at Good at one of the Finish Line Car Washes. And I can't say enough about their support of our efforts. It just makes the race, it differentiates our race from others. Not that others are bad, but runners look for a value. What am I getting? I'm going to get to run the course, but what do I get in addition to? And I think when they leave Murray, they'll say, gee, that was a well-orchestrated, well-managed, and well-conducted event.
And we've got some more goodies to talk about. We're chatting with Keith Travis about the Murray Half Marathon that's on April 18th, and you can go ahead and register online.
That is true. www.murrayhalfmarathon.org is an online service, or if you have questions, you can call us at 762-1800 or 762-1908, and we'll get the information to you.
The fun stuff, in addition to the car washes, there are these gorgeous medallions, and they will even be personalized with your time of run. I think that will happen right there at the finish line.
It will. Most races give you a participant's running shirt with the sponsors listed, but in our race, we give every participant a participant medal. And this year has the logo 2015 of the Murray Half Marathon, and on the back is a rendering of the Murray Courthouse from 1913 and celebrating its history. And so each year we try to pick some item or landmark in Murray that's distinctive, because right now I think we're looking at 15 different states being represented. So this is a great marketing tool. And then each person that finishes the race...
Lucky we have a pretty courthouse.
We do. It's quite quite stately. Then if you're a finisher, one of the winner's medals on the back, we have gold, silver, and bronze. And we have one of our volunteers that will graciously engrave on the back the date and your time. Many times if you're a runner, sometimes I didn't want to remember my time. And it always seemed to get better the further I got away from the race. But we, for historical reasons, will engrave on the back of your medal the times that you had. So it's a nice service.
Now, over the years, you've learned more and more about race management. We were just chatting about the timing at the end. To be able to do this, you have to hire specialized computer timer people?
We'll have a group called Three-Way Racing out of the Lexington-Louisville area bring a staff of four, and they're putting down mats that detect barcodes in your bib. And they can tell you where you're at on the course almost, depending on the number of mats you put out. But they're actually able to translate in about 30 seconds when you cross the finish line. We'll know who crossed and what your time was and where you finished in your age division.
I guess that I should not be amazed, but I am constantly amazed by the sophistication of the running world. And I guess the only thing to add is, how much does it cost to enter?
Well, race registration today for the half is $75, and then for the relay, I don't have that number right in front of me, and I think the 5K is $35, but we, of course, it's the highest rate at this particular point, because as the closer we get to the day of registration, we don't take same-day registration. We are this year, thankfully, able to secure all of our shirts from Kennedy's Fan Shop. So Eric Howard and his group are busily putting together the first order of about 600 shirts. And even as we get closer, we can still order shirts. So what we've had in the past is it always made it difficult, because sometimes those shirts were produced overseas and you had to pre-order. in large quantities, and this is really a nice resource for us. So they can still register all the way up until Friday the 17th. Friday the 17th will be an expo at the Wellness Center. The runners can come through, pick up their packages. Dillard's will be there, Kennedy's Fan Shop. There'll be optometrist, you name it. There's AirVac will be there with memberships for their programs. There's something for everyone. Come through, see it. Turner Dairy will be there giving away free ice cream and chocolate milk. It's just a big celebration. The one that probably does the best, and it's just a partnership, but Jacob Falwell from Callaway County Ag Department, this is his first day of his greenhouse plants, and I think this is their biggest day to sell plants. And we do that as a service with them. That's not a fundraiser for us, but nice young men and women that are involved in vocational agriculture, and we're glad to partner with them, so they'll be there. But the expo is a big event as well, so come out, see it. If you're not a participant, come out, cheer the runners on. You'll see some very talented athletes in our area, and, of course, there's prize money in all of these areas. If you're a group that would like to have a cheer team, we pay $500 first place cheer teams, $450 for second, $400 for third. And guess who decides who wins the cheer teams? The runners vote at the end of the half marathon, and they decide who had the best cheer team. And so it's just continually giving back. We're giving about $6,000 back to those organizations in our community off this. So it's not just the endowment raising money. It's all nonprofits. And we think it's a great way to celebrate the beginning of the spring and wellness and all the things we need to do.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah, the last thing, I saw a video the other day of the Tokyo Marathon. And we were watching it. It was at a meeting we were having at the hospital. And I asked Chief Lyles, I said, Chief, how about leading the parade or leading the race with motorcycle officers from Murray? And he said, well, that'd be good. I've got officers with license, but I don't have any motorcycles. So, well, that's a problem. So our friends at CFSB, Betsy Hudson, helped us with it, Betsy Flynn, and helped us with that, made contact at Four Rivers Harley-Davidson. So on Friday the 17th, they're going to deliver two new black Harley cruisers to the ambulance building at Murray Callaway County Hospital. If I can keep Marty off of them, we'll be ready to go at 7 a.m. So this will be our first ever motorcycle escorted race to start. And who knows, maybe this will be the genesis for motorcycle officers in Murray, Kentucky. A lot of communities have them and find them very versatile. So I want to say a special thanks to Jerry Carter at Four Rivers Harley-Davidson. You know, it's not too many people that will loan you. I'm not sure what they cost, but my guess is a lot of money. And there's not a lot of people out there loaning those kind of things. Hudson Ag will be providing us gators, and they're a sponsor, and they're providing water. And the list of people helping us, Kate, is, as always, in Murray. It's phenomenally large, and without that help, we couldn't be successful.
Well, good for you, and thanks for being here to tell us all about it today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Get your galoshes on again.
I'm ready to go.
You're with Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.